Back now with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Time now to give you a taste of your own medicine. Here are the BPP staff picks from the most emailed, the most read, the most blogged stories on the web. What could it be called? The most.
Editor Tricia McKinney on the mic from the control room.
It's just wildly exciting back here in the control room, Allison. Woohoo! Okay, so I have one of the most emailed stories from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and, you know, I would always click on a headline about Thanksgiving horror stories, so I think I'm not the only one, and they're probably sending it to their families to avoid disaster this year at their Thanksgiving table. So it's really actually a blog on the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and readers are writing in with their tales of woe from their various Thanksgiving tables. One of my favorites is by someone named Trudy, who talks about her very first time she ever cooked a turkey. And I'll just read. She says, "We said grace, and immediately my husband said, 'What's that smell?' That's never a good sign. They started cutting into the turkey. Her sister-in-law said she wanted the gizzard and neck. I said, 'The what? Turkeys have a bag?' My husband jumped up, stuffed his hand in the turkey, and pulled out a disgusting half-cooked bag of stankness."
Is that the official culinary term? Is
yes,
stankness?
Half-cooked bag of stankness. So anyway, they ended up going to their mother's for Thanksgiving that year. And there's another good one. A woman who was pregnant, 7 months pregnant, and her mother-in-law decided she shouldn't travel for the holidays with the rest of the family, so they just left her home all by herself on Thanksgiving. Has a happy ending. She says it's the best Thanksgiving she ever spent.
Sounds like a dream.
Put her feet up, watch some football. It's all good.
There are a lot more. It's a lot of fun.
From the New York Times, what do you have, Angela?
This is actually from the UK Sunday Times.
Oh, I'm sorry. UK Sunday Times.
This is a story about social psychologists at a French university, and they discovered what they're calling the bimbo delusion. And the study finds that when faced with a blonde woman, the mental performance of men drops, apparently because they believe they're dealing with someone less intelligent. And these social psychologists were studying men's ability to complete general knowledge tests after exposure to different types of women. And they found that their scores dropped only when being shown or after being shown pictures of blondes. And they say it has more to do with them just being kind of flummoxed by the flaxen hair of these women, but unconsciously they were driven by social stereotypes to think blonde.
That's why this is such an intelligent program, staffed by men looking at brunettes and by brunettes.
I know. I was going to say, I'm firing on all cylinders over here.
But this does explain my SAT scores, though.
Ouch. Who's next? Oh, Dan. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you're
that's
Dan.
All right. Mine's New York Times. Today's science section, New York Times. Are scientists playing God? It depends on your religion. This is a lot about the cloning debate. It's a controversial issue, cloning of human embryos. It's considered a real moral hang-up here in the U.S. Where they don't have federal funding for it. Some states have outlawed it. But it depends largely in other areas of the world, in eastern areas of the world where Buddhism and Hinduism are the predominant religions. It turns out there's a lot more acceptance of cloning because they believe in reincarnation. Areas where there are reincarnation tend to be a lot more open to the idea of human cloning. They consider it to be a natural part of the process. And so so actually a couple of the top scientists from the National Cancer Institute who are working on cloning left the U.S. and moved to Singapore last year because the laws are more lax there.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, what does it say about your karma if you come back as an exact copy of yourself? I guess that's sort of a wash.
Either that or you did it really well the first time.
Yeah, you've attained nirvana.
You're in a nirvana cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
My next most is from Yahoo Most Viewed News. I'd like some musical accompaniment for mine, please. Do we have that? Ryan May of Queen. He is a rock star. He is an astrophysicist. He has been appointed the Chancellor of Liverpool John Moores University. I think just for this song, he should have been appointed Chancellor. Never mind the fact that he has a degree in astrophysics. He's also an honorary fellow at the university. He's well known for his research there. They say the vice chancellor said, Brian May is an intensely talented individual who achieved global success with Queen. In this age of celebrity culture, it is rare to find someone who has fame, fortune, and universal acclaim, and yet who remains true to his core values of learning and enlightenment.
I guess Beelzebub has a degree set aside for him. So.
All right, that's my...
Oh, it's gone away.
The queen is gone away.
The queen is gone. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hey, it's Matt Martinez.
The Queen. Matt Martinez. When I'm not producing the show, I'm a radio personality. I have one of the most emailed stories at NPR.org. As always, I'm the NPR.org guy. And we're going to hear this entire piece. It's about a guy in Wichita, Kansas, who tricks out SUVs to run on biodiesel. And I mean, not just like, you know, garden variety SUVs. We're talking Hummers, giant vehicles. And NPR's Jason Bobian profiled this guy. His name is Jonathan Goodwin. And here's the story.